Blackstone presents Mount Moriah's Wake, a novel by Melissa Norton Caro. This book is read by Amanda Stribling. For Gabe, best friend, safe haven, North Star. Survival is perhaps the strangest fantasy of them all. Eudora Welty, the optimist's daughter. 1. The Big Secret. For every person, there's a place, a magical place. Magical, if only because it is yours. With smells and tastes and sights so familiar your throat catches. A place that begs recall at the errant spring breeze or the first hint of snow. A backdrop of Christmases and proms, porch swings and avenues. A place like nowhere else. Somewhere called home. My place was Mount Moriah. I swore I would never return. 4 years earlier, mere days after college, I had buried my best friend Grace, and with her, my youth. Be a writer, someone once told me. And so, still reeling from grief, I had moved to Chicago. There, my dreams of being a writer were buried in a cubicle on the 12th floor of an ad agency. In the Windy City, careful practice erased the last vestige of Southern twang from my voice. Along Michigan Avenue, I learned to run in kitten heels, balancing a Starbucks latte without a spill. And in Chicago, I found and lost the love of my life. I said I would never come back. But a taxi, plane, and rental car later, here I was. No longer the girl who left. Just who was the woman that returned? Not only did I not know the answer, I didn't know how to find out. And so I just stood still, with my heels dug into the wild patch of monkey grass bordering the guardrail. I leaned my knees against the cool steel, closed my eyes, and breathed in 100 aromatic triggers. The heady scent of wisteria blankets on garden gates, lemony jasmine vines and wild clematis creeping up fence posts, the lunchbox's unmistakable perfume of greasy ground chuck, and the cover of morning rain. These were the fragrant reminiscences of my childhood, my place. Behind me, the smell of exhaust. My rented Corolla was idling patiently, waiting to drive me the rest of the way into town. I twisted the gold band on my left hand, and my heart raced impatiently. Atop the hill, I knew I would unearth senses long forgotten, intentionally repressed, that I would be re-entering a life that seemed a lifetime ago, returning to feelings and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?